Well, another big failure for the Biden administration. This morning at around 8:30 a.m. from Florida, the next generation moon rocket system was supposed to launch, the Space Launch System. It's called SLS. The government has spent more than $40 billion developing this replacement for the retired space shuttle and the Saturn rocket before that. So this powerful rocket system, again, more than $40 billion of taxpayer money spent so far, and they had to cancel at the last minute due to gas leaks, due to fuel leaks. And not the first time they've had to delay progress on this particular project. It's been, you know, it's been plagued by delays for years. This project is now years behind, billions of dollars over budget, and it just doesn't work. So yet another failure for the Biden administration and all the sad pedo boomers around him. You know, you fuckhead boomers in D.C., why did you even want these positions of influence? Why did you even sign up for the Biden White House? Why didn't you just retire at a reasonable age? And now it comes out that the Biden administration is planning to push a whole new series of vaccines. New vaccines this fall, folks, against quote-unquote new variants. It's never going to end. These psychos pushing harmful clot shots on the young and healthy, or else we can't travel and work. It's never going to fucking end until people put their feet down. Until you put your foot down. These are just people. These sad chomo boomers in D.C. focus so much on fucking kids that they can't even launch a rocket into space anymore. Their priority is fucking children and then covering it up. And forget about this failure today of the moon rocket. Forget about that failure for a second. If this federal government wanted to restore any credibility, they should have gone after a few of the people that Maxwell knew, right? Instead of stopping with her, they should have really brought down a few of the people who went to Epstein Island. Instead, that's all just been brushed under the rug. Just the shameful, chomo, boomer government. They're too old to govern. Aside from them being chomos, right? Aside from these people being child molesters, which makes them, you know, not credible from a moral perspective. They don't get shit done. They just don't get stuff done. What are we paying our taxes for? Rockets that don't work. This is like the space version of that Afghanistan pullout that also Biden's responsibility. That shameful pullout where soldiers were literally running away on the tarmac. We're running away from locals in Kabul, Afghanistan. Just some guys in dusty pickup trucks asking for the new Wi-Fi password. You know, politely saying, "My friend, please, what's the new Wi-Fi password on the base?" Just some guys asking for the Wi-Fi password or some clean water or whatever. Or some DVDs from America so they have some entertainment. And they just ran. Total loss of credibility. And now the loss of credibility of America's space program. Why are we even funding this fucking thing? It's not reusable. It's not a reusable rocket. It's just pork barrel for the defense contractors that got that $40 billion. It's outdated technology. They should be using something like Elon Musk's SpaceX, his rocket system, right? It's reusable. You dust it off and it's ready to go. You know, he wants to get it to the point where these rockets are ready to be relaunched within an hour and a half of landing. Isn't that wild? Or it comes back down on the lander pad, clean it off, you put some more liquid fuel in it, and you send it right back up. Versus this thing, they've spent $40 billion so far. Each individual rocket launch costs the government at least $4 to $5 billion because the rockets are not reusable. They just splash down in the ocean and then they're junk. They have to be disposed of. So that's Uncle Sam. We're witnessing the total collapse of this country. And these people, you know, hanging on to Trump as their comfort blanket. You guys don't listen to anything I say. You know, we still have a lot of supporters. We put out this survey for the newsletter subscribers. I was surprised how high people rate this podcast, even though we go against your golden goose, Trump. A lot of Trump supporters still listening. A lot of conservatives still listening. Again, it just surprises me that we get such high ratings from the subscribers. I'm happy. Doesn't make me upset. Just surprises me because you must not be actually listening to any of the content we put out. Trump is one of them. This sad comfort blanket you guys keep rushing, back to. It's so goddamn pathetic. Calls himself the father of the vaccine. Oh, safe and effective. Makes that little duck face. Beautiful vaccine, beautiful. This vaccine has fucked up so many young people. It's the greatest crime against humanity I've ever seen. We can't compare it to World War II because I wasn't alive then. This is the greatest, you know, greatest injustice I've ever lived through. And they don't let you talk about it. That fucking creep Zuckerberg silences anybody who posts about their vaccine side effects. Really, this country just turned evil. That's what happened. Some old chomo boomers who have the lion's share of money. Some chomo boomers decided that they would lose against external enemies like in Afghanistan. And they would give up on our space program. We just have some leaky rocket that doesn't even launch. And they would focus all their animosity inward. Going after the normal folks. Old pedo boomers. Most of these people are lawyers. Just senile lawyers who got into government. And now they've declared war on all of us. Again, this fall, new round of vaccines. You'll be made a second-class citizen all over again if you don't take them. I think people are going to get fed the fuck up. These chomo boomers are just people. I was waiting for Satoshi Nakamoto to literally skull-fuck these people. All they love is their access to children and their made-up Federal Reserve currency, which is a monopoly. 100% monopoly. Fact. That's all they love. They're fedophiles, as I call them. Fedophiles. They love the Fed. And I was hoping that Satoshi Nakamoto's dick would just totally skull fuck these people and literally crack their skulls in half like an egg being cracked over a breakfast skillet. But no such thing happened. They figured out how to contain Bitcoin. They figured out how to make it so unenjoyable that people just don't really want to use it. But if we get massive inflation as people exit this failed system, I think crypto is going to do well anyway. I don't think they can stop it. I think that dick through the skull of these sad pedo boomers is coming one way or another. So those are my thoughts. Very peaceful. Not an advocate for violence. Extraordinarily peaceful. But do I think these people deserve to be displaced by a new financial system like Bitcoin? 100%. And I'll continue to say it. These people are not deserving of their power. They are not deserving of their wealth. And they are truly incompetent. They're too old to govern. Those are my thoughts. Thank you so much. Oh, and get the newsletter if you don't yet. Some stragglers still don't get our newsletter. Link in profile and a link to this year's book that came out back in February. Treacherous America, out in paperback and available on Amazon Kindle for instant download. And Treacherous America, not to, you know, pat myself on the back too much here, it called so much of the chaos currently in our country. It called so much of this economic slide, continuing inflation, and just loss of faith. How do you trust these people anymore? We give half our money to a government that's run by goddamn pedo boomers, and they can't even launch this fucking unmanned rocket and have it orbit Earth and come back, orbit the moon and come back to Earth after years of delays and overruns, cost overruns. They can't even do that. Failure. I feel like, you know, 4th of July and there are no fireworks. What a fucking failure this country has become. And it's not because of all you listening. It's because of these pedo chomo boomers in D.C. Again, I don't know why they wanted power. I don't know why these pics of John Podesta were so eager to populate the Biden White House. These are the great geniuses that Biden is leaning on. Bunch of anti-crypto, anti-cannabis, pro-fucking children, disgusting boomers. And if we had any semblance of law enforcement in this country, every goddamn person that Maxwell interacted with on Epstein Island would be grand juried and dragged before a fucking courthouse. But we don't. We don't have real rule of law. You know, rules for us and separate rules for them. Separate rules for them. What a sad state of this country. And people are in denial and they make all these excuses. Oh, that happens all the time, cancellations of rocket systems. No, shut the fuck up already. This guy's a complete fucking failure. And these pedo boomers have spent the last 2 years fucking their own people. Not acceptable. I think when they start up the new round of vaccines, people are going to be pretty fucking pissed. This shit is garbage.
You're listening to Fulcrum News. Real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.